Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. We've got a couple of superstars in the world of podcasting. Mike C-Rock. Sciarocco, he's a best-selling author. He's the host of That Number One podcast. He's also the co-founder of that same That Number One agency, and he's a high-performance coach. So he'll be joining me along with podcast host Dylan Gemelli and his fitness, biohacking, longevity, high-performance expertise in the Sports Doctor's Inn with some Dr. Bob wisdom, maybe some emails. Hey, Mike C-Rock, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
What's happening, my friend? Great to be here.
Great. Give me some background. Who is C-Rock?
I'm a guy that's come from a lot of brokenness that has been transformed into an unstoppable being. So that's really what it comes down to. But at the end of the day,
title. I like that. I like that title. That's high performance if I've ever heard it, Mike.
Yeah, doctor, I love people. I love seeing people win. I love seeing people be better and really reaching their potential of what God put them here for.
You know, it's amazing when we talk about the whole tremendous holistic, and I've had holistic Eastern and Western medicine on for, oh, I don't know, I'm celebrating my 45th year of live radio. Ha! And we were dinosaur. I'm watching the world of podcasting. You know, 20 years ago, no one knew how to spell the word podcasting, and watch it explode in so many different areas. And you've really been a pioneer in that whole situation. Talk a little bit about you and your podcast and your agency.
Yeah, I spent 20 years in the mortgage real estate business, building a, you know, brick and mortar business, and, you know, was very successful business wise. But I wasn't really focused on building my personal brand, building a brand. Networking with a whole lot of people, and it was hitting me in you know, my emotions, man. I was making millions, and I would come home to a beautiful wife of 20 years, two healthy kids, a house on the water, and I'd be just not feeling right. And I didn't know what was wrong, and I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing, but yet
where did you grow up, Mike? Where did you grow up?
I grew up outside of Philly.
Okay.
And yeah. So I was in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm still there. And that's where, you know, I hit 40 years old and I came to this realization one day. I was like, I can't live the rest of my life like this and feeling like this. I got to figure this problem out. And what it came down to is I really wasn't playing a big enough game for what I was put here for. And I think a lot of us are shaped and programmed and manipulated by our environment, the people around us, the experiences we have, and we forget who we actually are. And who actually created us and the power that comes with that. And that's what
you know,
I had to do.
Yes, for decades, I call it the mental game. Whether I'm talking to psychiatrists, psychologists, mental trainers. I had a Taoist master on 2 months ago from the Netherlands talking about 100-year-old points that were as important today as they were then, in or out of sports. And the health and wellness side in so many different areas has become such a dramatic topic. Again, mental health is the biggest topic in the world. And between the pandemic and the social media, and then you want to throw politics in, it's nuts. So the self-education world in so many ways, I mean, you become really, how long has your podcast been going on, Mike?
Well, I have one called What Are You Made Of? It's been going on for 6 years, and I started a new one last year called That One Podcast. So I have two that are going, and it's really led to a life transformation.
I know. I saw you guys. You had a banner in Times Square, man, where it said "That One." I said, "Wow, there you were," you know, with your "That One" hat on. And again, you know, the new medicine that we talk about all the time. Again, in the biohacking world, where we're really talking about individual development and all of these different areas. We're going to talk to you, one of your colleagues, Dylan, about a lot of that a little bit later in the show. And the tremendous importance, you know, health and wellness. Whether you're a weekend warrior, whether you are a sports parent, you know, it's the huge topic on the sports doctor is youth sports and the pressure on some of these kids and the overdoing it and pushing too far. So the importance of rest and recovery, so many different things become such a big deal when we see that, you know, I've been talking about childhood obesity, for example, for 30 years. And the huge attention to the diabetic and the diabetes scourge that we're dealing with. And it all has to do, mixed in with lifestyle medicine, whether you're 3 or 103. And how have you found the medical community, the psychology community, you know, the self-help community embraced what you're doing? It seems to be a great marriage.
Yeah, you know, it really is, and I started to want to optimize my own health. And what I found in my life that's created the most success is surrounding myself and being in proximity to those who know things I don't know, or practicing and demonstrating things that I want. And so I started interviewing and bringing clients on that were biohacking, longevity, wellness doctors and experts, functional medicine people. And then, and people that have products and different things that were yes, pouring into that world, and I just started surrounding myself with them.
Yeah, anti-aging. And, you know, my colleague, Dr. Bob Goldman, I did the podiatry section of the whole worldwide anti-aging consortium that they put together with Dr. Katz. And of course, again, 20, 30 years ago, there was a lot of people thought that this was a lot of voodoo, that we would talk sports psychology and people would roll their eyes. Now we see there's not a serious team and or a business person who's not really trying to pay attention to this self-improvement in so many different ways, and there's so much different pressure on everybody. And were you an athlete as a kid?
Yeah, I played football all the way to college.
Where'd you play in college?
Salisbury University in Maryland.
Okay, yeah, I'm a Louisville guy.
yeah. Doc, I got to tell you something, though. On that point that you talked about where people were thinking it was weird and woo-woo and all this other stuff, this is why it's so important with anything that you do, whether it's sports medicine, biohacking, in entrepreneurship. If you have a concept and you're preaching about it, you better be a living demonstration of it. And there were so many people that weren't being living demonstrations on what they were preaching.
You
and
mean
so
like
it's
the
very
doctor
hard for people to get involved
like
with it.
Doctor, like the doctor sitting there smoking a cigarette 30 years ago while he was
smoking exactly.
with you?
Or a doctor that's, you know, out of shape and doesn't take care of their own health?
Well, this is, again, you know, back in 1992, I was part of the President's Council on Physical Fitness. And we were the Chicago Bears. The late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who was a colleague of mine from the world of Nautilus all those years ago, where, again, we were talking about the idea. Heck, I wrote an article in 2008, Mike. It was called "Let's Get Them Walking." I was trying to get the school systems, because we were in the middle of this childhood obesity world. We're still in it, everybody. We're up to our ears with these kids who really don't want anything to do with you know, trying to stay healthy. So this is where the education comes in. Now, the podcasting world, of course, has been a tremendous vehicle in that regard. Who would have thought it would be as big as it is? It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most efficient and effective way to get your message out nowadays. And another way to build like and trust, know, like and trust with people. Because when you're on a podcast for 30 minutes to an hour, it's very, very hard to fake and be inauthentic. People will see right through it. On a quick, short social media post, people, you know, might be able to be fooled. But when you're in long-form content on a podcast, it's very difficult.
What's the best website people can find out about you and your work?
Yeah, the best website is the number one agency.com. And then I'm all over social media and Google. If you Google Mike Crock, you'll find me pretty easily.
Yeah, you're the only guy I think I might have met who had did more guest appearances than I've had guests, maybe. I think you were maybe over 2,000 different guest appearances. I stopped counting over the years. And it's interesting because, again, we're doing live radio, and then it becomes a podcast afterwards. But it's just it's pretty remarkable because, again, I've had experts in the world of concussions. I've had parenting experts. And many times related to whether you were the best athlete in the world, whether you were the parent of one, or whether you were just trying to stick to your resolutions and try to whether it was lose weight or whether it was, you know, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that allows prescription drugs to be advertised all day. You know, if it's not prescription drug, if it's not prescription drugs, it's diet. So this is why it's so important with voices like yours. And how many people are involved in that one? It's hundreds, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The network has over 400 members. The client base, we focus on getting people booked on top podcasts. And a lot of our clients are in the medical space and focused on getting America healthy. And I'm allowed to, you know, I'm able to be part of that mission of, you know, I don't even have to be an expert in all these different categories, but I'm just part of their mission, getting them out there further, faster.
Yes, and this is, again, this is, was a tremendous priority. The whole world of telemedicine and a lot of this, the pandemic forced a lot of this on top of us, where virtual had to be the case. Nobody could, Tony Robbins, which is one of my favorites, man, he would talk about that, what am I going to do? I'm used to packing arenas. And they said, wow, virtual. And all of a sudden that became such a big deal. And the ability, again, to do the three things that I try to pay big, big attention to, regardless of the topic. And number one is awareness. What are we talking about? What's the topic? Number two, again, is education. What can we do about it? What are some of the different things? Who's the experts might be able to contribute? Number three is taking some action and trying to move forward in one regard or another, because, again, the reality is when I talk to every expert in so many different areas of health and wellness, they all roll their eyes, which is, at best, we're treading water. So this is why we try to feature individuals like you, C-Rock, where we're really spreading the word, using yourself. Were you a sports parent with your kids growing up? You said you're a pretty young man.
Yeah, for sure. My son's 19. He played high school football, wrestled when he was younger, golfed. My daughter's playing travel softball. She's played several sports as well, but she's into travel softball now.
Okay, well, let me tell you, here's my advice from the sports doctor for your daughter athletes. Two things you want to pay big attention to. Number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your level is. Number two, work balance. Guida used to call it instability training. He'd have these athletes bouncing on mini trams, swinging tennis rackets or going to catch. They used to think women's softball was unbelievable, the caliber of these girls. And we see, you know, they used to think that someone could pitch underhand all day, every day. And then we started seeing these overuse problems. So again, the education many times with overkill in the middle of it. And so you're a sports dad, man. That's great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's a way to continue my sports journey, living through her. But
yes.
But also, you know, being able to share the lessons that I've learned through my career with her.
Yes. Well, again, the idea many times is the importance of the famous late great sports psychologist who shared the radio with me in the 90s, Jim Vickery. These were his two bullet points for sports parents. He says, number one, don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing on the way home in the car with your young athlete. Number two, be a good listener. You know, we see half these kids are living on anti-inflammatories because they're so much of the overuse. And the idea, again, is I got a great quickie story for you. The young boy who just we celebrated 15 years since Evan Lysacek, who grew up here in Illinois, even though I'm a New Yorker. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skate. 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist. It was such an exciting ride, and we were just so excited celebrating 15 years. I had his mom on after the Olympics. I said, how did you know whose goal it was? You weren't overdoing it. She said, you know, we had ice time at 6:15 in the morning. I never had to wake the kid up. Ha!
So there you go.
You got to pay attention also to that overzealous parent on the sidelines. We've all seen these stories, even including painkillers and all sorts of abuses. So sports parents have to really pay attention. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure. And that's before they start paying athletes, Mike.
Yep. It is. It gets a little ridiculous. And, you know, I always just remember that they're still kids. You know, it's a game they're playing.
Bingo. I'm so glad you mentioned that. The idea that it's supposed to still be fun. Quickly, give us some of the topics that you find you'd like to include in your podcast.
I'm all about resilience, performance, and building wealth, and hearing stories of how people did that. I'm a documentary buff, so I love to hear the behind the scenes of how people got to where they are, what they went through, and what they learned from doing so.
Wow. You know, we got a documentary coming out. It's called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. And the Joe Franco, who's the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, sometime soon will be coming out. I knew the time would fly with you, Mike. Give me quickly again the website people could find out about you and your great work.
The number one agency.com.
Terrific, man. Okay, so much we will definitely have. He's on our roster, my friend, Mike C-Rock. Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on quickly, Mike. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
This is Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome the podcast host, Dylan Jamelli, and his fitness and biohacking, longevity, high-performance expertise with his, again, top-caliber podcast. Dylan, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Great. Give us some background on yourself. And I know, again, you know, I'm celebrating my 45th year. I don't want to age myself necessarily on live radio, man. You know, but the idea is the explosion of podcasting and the attention to so many ways. It's funny, biohacking, people say, what the heck is that? It's lifestyle medicine. It's in so many areas, holistic types. So give us some background on yourself and the popular podcast.
You know, I had to start my life from scratch at 30. I was a fitness fashion model and a fitness, I guess, quote unquote, expert in my training. But I got myself into trouble. It's a well-known story, and I fell into the wrong lifestyle, my friend. And I tell that to provide people the ability to have perseverance and to be able to overcome everything in their life. And I went to prison and after that time, when I reset, I really got into my faith and then studying more in terms of hormones and peptides. And I discovered these things that nobody was really talking about. I discussed, you know, aspects of anabolic steroids and trying to get people to not use them and explain the dangers and then dig into different aspects of alternative medicine and health, so to speak. And over time,
what gave you the kind of background that you could pay attention to those topics, Dylan?
Say that again.
I said, what in your background allowed you to become an expert in those types? You know, I go back 40 years with Bob Goldman and Dr. Katz, where there was the worldwide anti-aging world, which again, 20 years ago, people thought it was nuts, that it was kooks, and now it's become such a big deal with this catchword, you know, the biohacking, which really, again, is lifestyle. It's attention to individual nutrition, exercise, rest and recovery, faith and mental health, all these different areas that I've had guests on from around the world. So you were able to, again, in that term, it's like our first guest, T-Rock, Michael, talking about the ability to persevere and the ability to overcome obstacles and how many individuals we've met in that world who ended up really, really paying attention to making a difference. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I really do. And that's all I'm here to do now. And that's why I've dedicated so many years now. I study neuroscience. I study cellular health. I just went to Harvard to study mitochondrial health. I re-enrolled at Arizona State to do neuroscience. I have a
another catchword. Yes, another catchword.
Yeah, and certifications in fitness, and you know that's what I do, man.
Yes, neuroscience. Where we talk about again, when we make such a big deal out of balance and stability, whether you're coming down from a rebound, changing direction. Why I wrote in 2020 the article that pickleball is physical. No one knew how to spell the word pickleball.
And then all of a sudden we had injuries coming out of our ears from people thinking they could move in those directions. But the neuroscience, the connection again between our nervous system and the connection between other parts of whether it's our joints, whether it's muscles, tendons, et cetera, the biomechanics, has become a very, very big deal when we're dealing with the two things that you pay big attention to, so have I over the years, which is number one, can I stay out of trouble? Can I prevent problems, overuse injuries or wear and tear injuries? And number two, we're indicated, can we enhance performance? You know, now you got shortstop to a 6'7", 240 pounds. You know, you got linemen who are 325 pounds. So the tremendous speed, power of some of these different athletes has caused all sorts of concerns regarding can we stay out of trouble. And a big part of it, I call it the mental game. Again, like you're talking about, whether we're talking to psychiatrists and psychologists, individuals with stories like yours who overcame tremendous odds or obstacles, and others who have come to realize that the attention paid to the mental side of things is a big deal. Years ago, again, it was thought, you know, you hear the word psychology. My old colleague, he said, I don't even use the word psychology. People think there's something wrong with me. Right. We had a So he was a performance enhancement consultant.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've seen that quite a bit. I've done that as well. I've been hired by multitudes of professional athletes, to whether bodybuilders or actual, you know, sports, football, et cetera, where I coach on what they're doing, what they're using, how to use it safely. I got away from that. It's not what I feel like I was intended to do. And while I could help people in terms of hurting themselves, that's not what I was put here to do. So I got away from doing that. I have the knowledge and I can certainly save people, but I'd rather just have it be, don't do this. And this is why, and no education on how to use it, you know, not what I'm doing anymore.
Yes. Well, again, the new science, again, which is, you know, sometimes the new science is, I had a guest from the Netherlands, Waters. He's a Taoist master. He was talking about 2,500-year-old rules. Number one was simplicity. Number two was compassion, about the points that were as important today in health and wellness as they were maybe 3,000 years ago. And the idea, again, of the mental game being such a big deal, whether it's, you know, kids understanding the importance of paying attention mentally, or it happens to be whether it's their parents or grandparents, where we're dealing, again, with some of these different challenges. But the peptide world, the mitochondria world, the supplement world, I've had a whole new area of expertise come on the show, Dylan. They're sports pharmacists. And again, they're dealing with all of these different areas regarding, again, whether it is, again, trying to slow down some of these different problems in aging processes, or trying to learn more about whether it's testosterone on the left, or hormone therapy, or all this new infusion type therapy. And the problem has been a lot like out of the Wild West, where we really need to be paying attention to good, solid medical and mental principles. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. And that's it, is there's so many people trying to do a multitude of things. And I'm trying to keep that condensed for people, explaining the mind-body connection and what are the absolute most intricate areas that we need to be looking at and paying attention to. And then, you know, there's obviously going to be trickle-down effects of different areas then to expound upon from the major core areas that, of course, we need to address. But foundationally, it's your mind, your hormones need to be balanced. And with the mind, it's like your stress, your sleep, all of that kind of coincides into one. And then we kind of look at things a little bit more intricately, your mitochondria, your NAD levels, your telomere lengthening and or shortening. These are the things that affect your total length and quality of life that need to be looked at more closely. There are so many devices and so many things and ideas and things that you could potentially do, but ultimately there's key core areas that I look at to address. And then, of course, then we look at other things after we get optimized. But being optimized, that takes a long time, my friend. And there's a lot of things to get in line and in check.
Yeah, I got news for you. It starts on the ground. Are you in the best shoe for your foot type, Dylan? Ha, right, you know, throw in a little sports podiatry. when we're talking to the biomechanics and the idea, again, that almost all chronic lower extremity problems, if they're not foot caused, they're foot related. So sometimes we see that some of these simple paying attention factors are so important. Again, because whoever you're dealing with, they have a family. Whoever you're dealing with in the sports world, they have a coach. They have teammates. And this is where we've paid a lot of attention over the decades with so many of the guests that National Alliance of Youth Sports, they celebrated over 40 years between the military and park districts educating coaches. What is now, with iSport 360, my colleagues, again, they're dealing with the challenges of communication with sport. That's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharkey Zartman, although we need a new one with that. It's got to include grandparents, Dylan, with these sports grandparents.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, a little overzealousness on the sidelines, Dad.
I love it. You know, I've always been a 8 to 10 mile a day runner, and you brought up the shoes. So, and I have the bad arches, so I've had to have several fittings and specific shoes. And I think people need to understand what you brought up there. Is that
you got to pay big attention? Here's another hint: orthotics. That's what you want to do yesterday. That's my science, where I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for 40 years, including the young kid who grew up here. I was just talking about him with Michael. We just celebrate, I can't believe it's 15 years since he was the Olympic gold medalist, but he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his gates. Alignment. Do you have high arches? Are you flat-footed? Are you bow-legged? Do you have leg length? When you're running 8, 10 miles a day, again, you must have good mechanics anyway, even to start with. But if you're looking for a step up, which is the title of my article on figure skating and lower extremity review last week, then you're looking again at alignment, whether you want to be two steps quicker or you want to try to prevent problems. And this is, again, something that we harp on all the time when we're talking about the physical side of stuff. Two main exercises we want you to do as a runner, we want you to include. Number one, strengthen those feet and ankles, my friend, routinely. Number two, work balance. Be standing on these different tilt boards and BOSU and the great piece of equipment that he's been on my show numerous times called the Sand Dune Stepper, and it simulates being on the beach, you know, with your gripping with your hands and your feet and whatever. So you really, really want to work on balance regardless of what your activity is because, like you said, you want to still stay active. We're talking about that, you know, 80s to new 60s. If we're lucky. So we're going to talk more about this with, again, Dylan Gemelli and his fantastic podcast when we come back. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Dylan Gemelli, and we're talking about his podcast and some of the background. And we, right before the break, Dylan, I wanted to ask you, how long have you been doing your podcast?
I've been going for about a year on the podcast. I started doing YouTube videos in 2012. So
wow, you were a trendsetter.
Yeah, I was doing things way back then that nobody was doing. I had 1 million followers within 2 years, but my content got shut down multiple times, and that was a tough thing for me. But when the podcast started, I started it a year ago, and I started off with Misha Tate, and my guests have been massive ever since, and it's taken on a huge leap. I mean, it has grown drastically and massively, and it's just growing by the second, and it's God's work, man. I'm simply doing that. I got no – people ask me what's my secret. That's the answer. There is no secret. That's just
hey,
I'm listening
helpful.
And
you
I'm
know,
doing, and that's
yeah.
it.
It's interesting how the world of faith, we talk about it a lot. We really emphasize many times spirituality. Nobody's against spirituality. Sometimes organized religion can be stressful in one regard or another, depending on different groups. But spiritually, nobody argues. Many times. And again, in the world of sports medicine, in the world of wellness, this has taken on a whole new significance where, again, it was, you know, part of rest and recovery, the idea of people learning that they can really, really train these systems to try to include, you know, some of these mental skills like you've talked about that have learned. And what are some of the other topics that you like to include on your podcast? Dylan?
I do basically everything at this point. I get a lot of authors sent to me and doctors that have different concepts, and we do. I really like to talk about the heart, cardiology, cholesterol. Like I said, I do a lot of the mental side of things, but then I do a lot of cellular biology stuff internally. I like to cover blood panels and talking about the types of blood panels you need to be looking at, and I also really kind of dig deep into peptides. That's one of the things I've been doing for so long, alternative health and therapies. And then nutrition is also one of my favorites because I really like to.
What's a good definition of peptides in English?
Peptides are basically just chains of amino acids linked together. I mean, if you want the simplest, easiest definition, I mean, that's really all it is. And then, you know, people. They're formulated and made in different ways.
How do you find, what's the best website people could learn about your podcast? Dylan, give us that site.
Yeah, you could, my Instagram has got millions of followers. I'm very active there. And then dylanjmelli.com is my new site. It's being finished now, and there's going to be a ton of information and guest writers and companies that I work with of the best products, and it's really right. going to be filled with info.
How do you find general medicine, whether it's pediatrics, whether it's the primary care, whether it's psychology and all of these different areas, how do you find them tuning in to a lot of this high science regarding blood panels, regarding paying attention to these kinds of values, much more than maybe we ever did besides what's your blood sugar? And really, I'm up to my ears in involvement in the idea of type 2 juvenile diabetes. You know, they had to change the name years ago. It used to be adult onset diabetes. They started seeing all these teenagers dealing with the diabetes. So we're very involved in the importance of exercise and nutrition. How do you find the professional or medical world responding to where you're paying some real attention?
Well, the problem with a lot of things that go on here is most general practitioners and doctors don't really get trained on a lot of the things that naturopathic doctors do or get out. And it makes it difficult because
Agreed.
I don't really,
yes.
I don't blame the actual doctors themselves. I really don't because they were trained that way.
They also, they had a half hour on nutrition and then they had 45 minutes on exercise. So I've had the holistic world again as guests. For decades, whether it was acupuncture, I have a sports hypnosis expert, Sue Williams from Australia. We have the hyperbaric oxygen experts from Israel with all this excitement regarding brain health. So the idea, again, of this, the holistic side,
the non, you know, American medicine injection or a pill or surgery. And this is why I think what I see some progress that we're making, and I think you're part of it. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. That's what I'm trying to do, man. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you noticed.
Well, like, again, this is why we really, really have enjoyed over the years, whether it's authors or entrepreneurs, whether it's inventors, whether it's doctors. I also, the sports doctor, my umbrella of topics is the same. I might have parenting experts. I might have social workers. I might have the best athletes in the world, their coaches, their parents. Or we might be dealing with the senior population, my friends at the Senior magazine, where we're talking again about the baby boomers, the ex-pitcher from the Yankees and the Cardinals, Lou Vickery, his pitching coach, Dylan, was Whitey Ford. He overdid it. He had a show called Lou in the Morning. He's written about 20 books. Down on the Panhandle, I used to show up once a month, the sports doctor's in. He would talk about, you know, Tommy John surgery, they're doing it on teenagers. It's so much overkill. So, again, education becomes a very, very big deal when we're dealing with the proper, I've had sports cardiologists on, Dr. Eli Weissman, been a guest of mine a couple of different times, where we're starting to see much more attention to some of the specifics about what you're talking about. And the self-development early world is a big backer regarding this whole biohacking. What's your definition of biohack?
I mean, biohacking is really just you taking control of your own health. People make it out to be something that it's not. It's just you taking different steps that a lot are very basic to ensure that you're taking care of yourself.
Yes,
people try to make it like it's crazy.
The
and it's
word
not.
Scares people. Nobody knows what it means. And the definition is exactly what you just said, Dylan, which is it's solid common sense, paying attention to all of these different areas, like you've mentioned again, whether it's longevity or whether it happens to be, again, the wellness side of things, or it's these cognitive skills, fall prevention, or we're dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. Brain health, big, big topic on the sports, Dr. Dylan.
I love it. I love it. That's a beautiful thing, man. It means you're doing great work because it's of the utmost importance.
Catherine Snedeker, she is the founder of Pink Concussions, which is the whole women's girl side of that situation. And again, where we've had all of these different experts on, you know, years and years ago, football player got a head ding. He comes to the sidelines. They say, hey, how many fingers? Okay, go back in. Now there's much, much more attention in so many different areas. And again, let alone the science of brain health, which was dealing in so many different areas. I knew the time would fly with our guests. Give us again the site people could find out about you and your great work, Dylan.
DylanGemelli.com, and everything is at Dylan Gemelli on social media, and then, of course, Dylan Gemelli Podcast on Apple.
Fantastic. You're part of my roster, my friend. Hold on. Dylan Gemelli again, one of these hotshot podcasters, man. It's very exciting. Hold on, Dylan. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, welcome to the Sports Doctor's In segment on the Sports Doctor Radio Show, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, and we, if time, might answer an email or two. People who want to submit an email, who want to find out more about Sports Doctor's In segments, you could email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. We got some great shows coming up next week. Speaking of the upcoming documentaries, Joel Franco. Joel has been on numerous times over these past 5-6 years as he was developing his documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. I've had various parts. I've taken part with him on that. So we really want to catch up, see where they're on with that. Joel is the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, the documentaries and films, and he's out in Vegas. Desiree Cassell, physical therapist specializing in women and pelvic floor concerns. And again, we get into the biomechanics because many times, again, the relationship between foot mechanics, imagine somebody with flat feet, imagine another woman with high arches, another woman who's got bow legs, different effects, and some of the areas and importance of the core training and the paying attention to biomechanics. So we're looking forward to her segment following week. Again, we're going to be talking with Dr. Ryan Nordell. The whole area of healthcare, the whole area of health and fitness, the financial challenges, the areas of so many important topics he'll be chiming in on. And then I'm excited to have January Schaaf. January is the new editor at Lower Extremity Review magazine. For years, we worked with her predecessor, Janice, and who had just recently retired. And so we're going to talk with her about my long history with the great Lower Extremity Review magazine and their longtime guest, also their publisher, Rich Dubin. And I wanted to mention with the Dr. Bob Wisdom, we were talking again about adding the two exercises when we're talking to sports parents, or I'm talking to seniors, or I'm talking to weekend warriors, or we're consulting with some of the best athletes in the country, and that is to include strengthening of your feet and ankles. For years, if ankles were injured, if there was an injury, follow-up and strengthening, of course, would be provided and included. Rarely was there prehab. Over the years, my longtime fitness colleague, the late, great Bob Guider, would talk about the importance of making a big deal out of strengthening all of these areas. The ankle is such an important area of any particular sport, and it's very susceptible, so we want to include strengthening the feet and ankles. And there are many ways to do this very effectively, very easily, whether you're 8 years old or 80. And the second area is working on balance, strengthening and working on paying attention to balance. Imagine you're standing on tilt boards. Imagine you are balancing on different kinds of unstable surfaces. Again, my colleagues, we called it instability training. Simulate instability. Imagine you're balancing on a mini trampoline barefoot, and you're looking at the trampoline as a clock, and you're moving around, and it's causing all sorts of different demands on balance and stability. Guider made a big deal about that. We still make a big deal about that. To include those exercise areas in your program. Again, not to replace everything, but you want
to include it. I also wanted to be paying attention to making sure you or your kids are fit properly. You know, 30 to 40% of the population is not fit properly with their shoes or sports shoes. Usually the problem involves width in many instances. As a generality, you want about a thumb length difference space between the longest toe, usually your big toe, and the end of the shoe. But you want to be fit properly. Again, women, especially who have had children, many times we see there's a change, could be a size and a half change. So we want to make sure that we are being fit properly. And many times a good walking shoe store, running shoe store, great place to be paying attention. As everybody knows, I'm a sports doctor. We are taking a lot of attention towards dealing with, paying attention to, trying to interrupt juvenile type 2 diabetes. The explosion of juvenile type 2 diabetes. They had to change the name of diabetes maybe a decade and a half ago. It was adult onset diabetes because it was due to lifestyle. Maybe it was involved with obesity and nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. It still is in a lot of ways besides other factors. But at the same time, it was also something where medicine started seeing so many teenagers with pre-diabetic or diabetic problems, high blood pressure, again, obesity, et cetera. So the importance of adding exercise to every growing child's regimen routinely. You could be a walker. They could be, and not everybody's on a sports team. You know, by the time kids are in junior high school, it's one out of 20 or more. Or on the rest of them are looking at their screen. So you want to be talking to your kids about the real importance of exercise being included. Again, you don't have to overdo it. There's so many choices in so many areas. And this is something that, again, even the adult population that I make a big deal out of when I'm talking about what I call the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter. Pay attention to nutrition. There's so much information out there. Necessary, get educated. Number two is keep moving, like we just talked about. You got a million choices. You want to go to the gym? Want to do yoga? You like Pilates? You want to be a runner, a walker? You want to be a swimmer, et cetera. Find something you enjoy. You can't, it's very difficult to be pissed off, pardon my French, or aggravated while you're exercising. So number two is keep moving. Number three is huge. We just talked all two guests about the mental game, the idea of reducing stress, the ability to pay attention to quality sleep, the importance of rest and recovery. So again, somebody needs to pay attention. You know, 15 minutes a day, I'm going to just be. I'm going to relax. I'm going to close my eyes and do some breathing. All sorts of methods that really, really help, again, in the three different aspects of the new medicine. Number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. Number three, reduce stress. I want to thank our guests, Michael C. Rock Sciarocco, and Dylan Jamelli, and our friends at BBS. We'll catch you next week, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.